Provo City Planning Commission, February 25th, 2026.
I don't know that that's true. I doubt that.
I mean, there's.
But I don't have the information in front of me.
There's a book in planning called The Death and Life of American Cities by Jane Jacobs, and she talks about the things that make a safe street, and one of them is eyes on the street. It's having enough people around, whether and not security guards, but just your neighbor.
I put your food in the fridge.
Oh, thank you so much. Sorry, I wasn't it.
That's okay.
Any volunteers to do the Pledge of Allegiance today? Anyone? Thanks, John. My son gets on this mission this summer. Not a car plan for him is live on campus, don't have a car, and if you have to go to the grocery store or something, come grab mine in the middle of the day and go. It'll be there. So, well, he just has the advantage that I'm bad. So. I had a roommate that had a pickup and he just told me, go to the grocery store and you go. Yes. Now they've got their Tesla. Ahead and call this meeting to order. It is Wednesday, February 25th at 6 p.m. And we will begin with a Pledge of Allegiance led by John Lyons.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll now have our roll call starting with John Lyons.
John Lyons, no conflicts.
Matt Wheelwright, no conflicts.
Barbie DeSoto, no conflicts.
Lisa Jensen, no conflicts.
Melissa Kendall, no conflicts.
Daniel Gonzalez, no conflicts.
Joel Temple, no conflicts.
Ann Allen, no conflicts.
And Jonathan Hill, no conflicts. Good to have a full commission today, guys. Thank you for being here. I guess technically I still need to read the decorum one. Although this is a public hearing, only the presenters and those invited by the commission may speak or ask questions unless otherwise invited by the chair. Please wait to speak until called on. When speaking, be sure to speak into the microphone so that the record is clear. Please state your name and city of residence for the record. Please limit side conversations as they interfere with the audio recording. If you need to have a conversation, please step out of the chambers. Please do not attempt to interrupt or speak over others. Intimidating or threatening speech or behavior will not be tolerated at any time. Please refrain from clapping, cheering, booing, or being otherwise disruptive during the hearing. Okay, with that, we will go to our one and only item tonight. There it is. Item one, the Provo City Council Office requests an ordinance text amendment to section 14.04.010. to add requirements for planning commission members running for office to take a leave of absence. And this is a citywide application.
Okay, thank you. My name is Aaron Ardmore. I'm with Planning Division. So I'll just briefly introduce this item and then turn it over to our council staff, Tanner, who's here to answer more questions and to give a little bit more context. So here's the amendment. It's adding subsection 7. To the code that we have in 1404.010, just to clarify the expectation of a planning commissioner when they run for public office. Pretty cut and dry, not a lot of controversy or public comment, public feedback on it, as you can tell from the crowd behind me. But that's really all I have. If you have any questions about the staff report, I'll try to address those. Otherwise, I can turn it over to the applicant.
Thanks. Any questions for Aaron? Lisa?
I just had one question. For when they take the leave of absence, do we replace them on the commission for that period of time, or are we just down a man until the election?
We're down. Yeah. So that's why we have such a large planning commission.
Okay.
Is that helps that happen.
Okay.
If, you know, they could always come back.
There's a huge number between the number on the commission and the number you need for a quorum.
Right.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we wouldn't put ourselves in a position where, what if five people run? Let me just state, I never, ever want to run for office. So I'm not actually trying to find this out for myself. But hypothetically, if right. five people ran, then you would be really bare bones. So do you need to have language in there that would maybe provide for the opportunity to put somebody in there temporarily?
I don't think anything is restricting us from doing that. I think if someone takes a leave or vacates their spot on the planning commission, and it's getting to that point where we're having trouble getting four people, I think we'd have the discretion to look for
to additional put a 10th member. And would they just be temporary? Like, I know there's not language in that code, so would they just be temporarily assigned until the numbers were established afterwards? Or how would you, I just didn't know if we needed to account for that possibility in the language of this while we're talking about it.
Like an interim person?
Yeah.
I think it would be temporary because this is just a leave of absence. So if they weren't elected, they could go back onto the planning commission.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So I think it would be a temporary appointment.
Just, I think a temporary appointment might be a good idea. We had two or three people leave the commission at once for this without it being required. So just something to think about, that it is possible to sort of clean out your commission with this idea.
Okay. Thank you.
Aaron, just to state for the record, what has typically happened in the past since there wasn't anything codified?
Most recently, because even though there wasn't anything codified, they discussed it with development services and we recommended that they temporarily don't show up to planning commission. And that worked out. This is really just codifying that.
So that's already kind of the typical best practice.
Yeah, it's what we would recommend in the past. And moving forward, if this passes, it'll be required.
Easy. John?
Yeah, so one question. How do you define public office? Is that broad? How is it defined?
I would imagine it's any political body that has influence in Provo City.
So including school board?
Hmm?
That would include the school board then, even though they're separate?
Yes. The point is we're trying to avoid the planning commission becoming a pulpit for somebody running for an office. That's right. What we're trying to avoid.
That makes sense.
So if you are in a public office, are you precluded from becoming a member of the planning commission?
Yes.
Just while you're running.
But if you were elected, then you could come back if you were.
No, if you're serving as a political figure, you wouldn't be eligible to be on the planning commission.
If you lost the election, then you could come back on.
I think what you're asking is, for example, if you were serving on the school board, could you also be volunteering on the planning commission?
No, we would deny that.
You would. Okay.
So I have a very specific question. And what if you are if you were in the precinct of your Republican Party, if you were elected official for that, would that preclude you from being on the planning commission?
If you're a publicly elected official,
as a member of like a political party.
I would say no, but I defer to the council to see what their intention is. But I would think no. We'll defer that to Tanner.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions for Aaron? Okay. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, commission members, for having me. My name is Tanner Taguchi. I'm a policy analyst with the council office, just here to answer your questions. And Aaron's already given a terrific overview. I will just say a few more details just for your information. So this is an issue that was brought by council. The sponsors for this issue are Chair McKay and Vice Chair Christensen. And the motivation is really just, as Aaron alluded to, just to prevent planning commission, which is an appointed advisory body, from being a pulpit for political campaigns. The rationale for that being that the Planning Commission, compared to, say, other boards and commissions, has a lot more visibility in the public. Trying the only difference, just for your reference as well, the only difference between the language that is presented to you for the Planning Commission and the existing language that is currently used for the neighborhood executive boards is just the name Planning Commission. It is exactly the same. So this already has a precedent in the neighborhood district boards. Just to address the most recent question from Commissioner Lyons, when I talked to Brian Jones and Gary Millward, who are the city attorney and deputy city attorney, I do not think that a political party would fit the definition of public office, because it doesn't have policymaking authority on a jurisdiction of Utah. And also to clarify a comment, I think that when we talk about the definition of public office, it would not just be specific to Provo, it would be any public office that has that policymaking authority, either executive or legislative. So if you ran for the school board, it would apply. If you ran for president of the United States, it would also apply. But I'm here to answer any other questions you have on the ordinance.
So like as a delegate then, for a political party, yes or no?
I'm going to say, based on my conversations with the city, yeah, based on my conversation with Brian, that would be no. Because you could make bylaws for your political party, but you're not making law or have anything that has the effect of law.
Any other questions for staff? Okay, thank you, Tanner.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll now open the meeting for public comment, if there's anyone here. Each of you will have 1 minute or 2 minutes to make your comment, and you may make one comment during this session. If we have any questions, we'll invite you back up at the end. Are there anyone here to make a comment? Okay, not seeing any, then we'll go ahead and close public comment and bring it back to the commission for discussion.
I think this is really good. I love that we're thinking about the ethics involved, but I also am glad that anybody who might want to run doesn't have to completely resign, like, so they can come back. Because I feel like, you know, it takes a while to get all your knowledge and confidence in this volunteer position, and it'd be nice to have people back if they don't continue to serve in another way.
Any other thoughts?
I agree. I liked the idea that their place was held for them so they could come back and contribute. I don't have any problem with this. I would be in favor of it.
Yeah, I think it's a great best practice, right? Just to keep separation there.
I probably should have asked when council or when staff was up here before, but like, what's the time between the filing period for some of these offices and then they election? Declare, like, how long would we expect them to have a leave of absence? Like 9 months, 8 months?
They declare in June, right? June is when you declare for the office, and the election is in November.
Okay.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's correct. Much earlier than that. I think it might be January, February.
The deadline's June, right?
No, we go by when they have the deadline to file. That's when it begins. And we go by when the election is, not when they take office.
So in other words, the deadline to file is when they count as running, even if they filed early before the deadline.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all.
Any other thoughts? Are we ready for a motion?
Can I just kind of ask a question? Because this happened recently. What was the motive for everyone to get, I think a couple of people got off, right? Is that was their volunteering?
Yes, they decided to resign. I met with both of them, encouraged them not to be on the council while they were campaigning. I did not ask them or encourage them to resign. I simply said, you really should step off the planning commission while you're in a campaign.
Okay. And this just formalizes a good practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a good idea. So I'm
okay. There's no more comments. Let's make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I move that we forward a positive recommendation to the municipal council for the request that an ordinance text amendment to section 14.04.010 that adds requirements for planning commission members running for office to take a leave of absence.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, let's start voting on my left.
Aye.
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 And I'll vote aye. And so item one passes unanimously. That is our last item. So do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
World record, yes.